Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This segment is brought to you by the website HelpIHaveBugs.com. If you have bugs in your house, especially roaches, I want you to go watch a video I made many, many years ago. It's about 6 minutes long. It's at the website HelpIHaveBugs.com. HelpIHaveBugs.com. All right. On the last show, I was talking about the fact that I had absolutely no houseplants and that I didn't have houseplants because I have cats, and I have one cat in particular that just hates houseplants like you wouldn't believe. Just absolutely hates houseplants like you wouldn't believe, and just tears them apart. Just absolutely tears them apart. Oh, hi, everyone. I'm Michael Kroos. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I am your chief geek. And guess what? I got me a houseplant. I got a houseplant. I didn't get the houseplant, by the way. It was gotten for me. My lovely second wife, Diane, who was married to my former producer, Scotty, which is how she became my second wife. But long story, Scotty's gone now. Diane got me a Diffenbachia. Now, that's very nice. I love Diffenbachias. She said, it'll look really good in your office. And I said, well, that's really nice over by the window. I said, that's really nice. I said, but, you know, Ramona, my cat, the small cat, not my cat. It's my son Zach's cat. I've been babysitting him for about 6 years. Anyway, Ramona just loves to tear these things up. And Diffenbachias are very bad for cats because if a cat bites into a Diffenbachia, it just tears them apart. I mean, it paralyzes their jaw. Now, I have never seen this firsthand. I've just read about it. So I like Diffenbachias, and I had Diffenbachias. I had a lot of Diffenbachias before I had cats. But when I got cats, I got rid of the Diffenbachia. The original cat I had was Doonesbury the cat, and I love Doonesbury the cat. Doonesbury, you know, I got rid of the Diffenbachia. Doonesbury was pretty good with all of the plants I had in the house then, except for one, and that was Laverne the fern, who was in a big, like, bowl-type wide pot that I had in the family room. And it looked beautiful. And Doonesbury decided that Laverne the fern was a perfect bed for her. And she would just go and plop her hiney into the fern. And there was no stopping her. You know, she just eventually ruined the fern. So I got rid of Laverne the fern. But Doonesbury never bothered any of the other plants. Doonesbury's pretty cool. But, you know, when I got Doonesbury, I think I had like three or four different Bacchias. But I got rid of them. I gave them to my mom. I said, here, have some plants. Yeah, they're all yours. And because I got a cat. And she goes, oh, okay. Then my sister got a cat. And I said, you got to get rid of the Diffenbachias. And my mom says, no, we're not getting rid of them. I said, yeah, the cat bites them, you know, bad things. So they took the Diffenbachias and put them out on the lanai where the cats didn't go. Cats stayed in the house. They didn't go out in the lanai by the pool. So, they kept that, and they had cats. And they had other houseplants that the cats didn't bother. But Ramona destroys houseplants. And Diane gets me a Diffenbachia that Ramona can destroy and eat and be paralyzed. She stuck the thing in my office, and she says, I don't think the cat will go near it. Well, when I'm not here during the day, I shut and lock the door so the cat cannot go in there because I'm really paranoid about this. I have a plant that is making me paranoid. And just because you're paranoid doesn't mean that they're out to get you. But anyway, I have a plant that's making me paranoid. You should not have plants that make you paranoid. But it was a gift from Diane. And I just, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? I tried to be direct and I said, listen, you know, we can't do the cat. You know, the cat, because the cat's going to be fine. Well, during the, you know, the time that I am at home and I go into that office, cat doesn't, you know, and it's up on a table. It's on a desk by a window. Cat just doesn't go up there. But I'm just, you know, I'm terrified that I'm going to leave the door open sometime and the cat's going to go in there and eat the plant and have a paralyzed mouth. And I'll come home and it'll just be a mess. You shouldn't have to live this way. Although it's a beautiful plant, I'm enjoying the plant, and it's already starting to grow, right from the very beginning. I see fresh shoots coming right out. No shock time or anything, you know, just, but I did, you know, I did. I said, she goes, you know, it's going to go into shock because we just put it in here. I said, no, it's not. She goes, why? I said, because I have something that will stop that from happening. So I went out into my garage, and I got my little tiny bottle of Super Thrive. And I put one capful of Super Thrive into a gallon jug and added water. And I took that, and that is now the watering can for the Diffenbachia. And I watered it with that, with the Super Thrive in it. Didn't use much of it, just about, you know, not even a quart just to water. It's not in that big a pot. And the amazing thing is not only did the plant not go into shock, It just, you know, it's just shooting out new shoots. It looks really good. Terrified. And the cat's going to go in there and eat it. It's not a way to live. So now that I tried the Super Thrive, and it worked as far as keeping it from going into shock, maybe the Super Thrive is keeping the cats from going into it. So now I have this whole new inspiration. You know, I have this whole new inspiration because I've got a spot in my living room, just a perfect spot in a corner where I could put one of the weeping fig plants. And, you know, they are famous. And you know, I'm afraid the cat's going to tear it up. But they are absolutely famous for dropping their leaves, as I've said before many times. I had several of them in the house in Tarpon Springs, and every time you moved one, they would drop the leaves. You know, you get one, you put it where it's supposed to be, and you leave it there, and, you know, it's going to drop the leaves as soon as you do it. Well, I think I'm going to go get one and bring it home and immediately water it with the Super Thrive and see if that avoids the shock. I've never tried that before. So that would be a fun little experiment. And, you know, I don't have a life. I just like to do little experiments with plants and listen to my Alexa. But, you know, I tell her to play Hey, Mr. Spaceman. Every day when I come home, by the way, it's a new adventure for me. I have to decide what song I'm going to walk in the door and ask Alexa to play for me. It is that fun. This is what my life is. And Alexa plays. And today it was Hey, Mr. Spaceman. And I walked in and listen to the birds. Hey, Mr. Spaceman. It was pretty cool. But anyway, getting back to that, if I get the weeping fig and stick it where I want to stick it and use the Super Thrive, I will report back and let you know what happened. The only time I ever use Super Thrive that I can think of, I probably use it more than this, on my houseplants is when I had a condominium that I lived in, and I had a balcony, and I had a lot of the house plants out there, and I would move them in for the winter. And when I would move those plants in for the winter, I would always water them outside with a little solution of the Super Thrive before I moved them in. I thought that was good. And then one year, I didn't move them in time. I don't know. I was busy. And just one night, it got really, really cold. And most of those plants were cold damage. And I immediately used Super Thrive on them. And every one of them came back. They came back wonderfully. So, you know, but that's been in the 70s that I did that, you know, 70s or 80s, no, 70s. I had condo in the 70s. So that's when I did that. And I haven't used Super Thrive on houseplants that I can remember, but, you know, because, you know, brain's going, maybe I have, but that I can remember, I don't think I've used Super Thrive on houseplants, with the exception of now with the Diffenbachia to keep it from going into shock, and I'm going to get a weeping fig. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to see two things. I'm going to see thing number one, that keeps it from going into shock, and thing number two, if that keeps Ramona the cat away from them, and she doesn't go and terrorize it. Now, if she goes and terrorizes it, then I'm going to have to get rid of the weeping fig because Ramona will go and terrorize it.
So the other option that I have, if it doesn't work out in the house, would be to take it out into the backyard and plant it. But the one thing you have to understand about weeping figs is that they have a root system. By the way, you can't do this up north. You can only do it in Florida. And there are several counties in Florida. Lee County would be one of them that I know of, that bans you. You are not allowed to plant one of these things outside because of the root system. The root structure of those things is enormous. They spread out and they eat plumbing and they eat other plants. I mean, it is just terrible. So if I were going to do that, I would have to take it way back to the fence and plant it there and just let it grow. And it would grow enormously, and it would be a very nice-looking tree outside. So I'm going to try this out. I'm going to go buy one and see what happens. You know, what's the worst that can happen? I plant it out in the backyard. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low-Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's is fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
This segment is brought to you by the website helpihavebugs.com. If you have bugs in your house, especially roaches, I want you to go watch a video I made many, many years ago. It's about 6 minutes long. It's at the website helpihavebugs.com. Helpihavebugs.com. Well, hello and welcome. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crows. I am the chief geek in charge. Guess what we did last week? We gave away a book, a really cool book. And there was, here's what I'm surprised about. And maybe it's because I don't know. Maybe it's the way I structured it. It was real easy to win. I gave it away. I sent it out to a lady named Doris. And it's on its way to her. Well, she's got it by now. Well, you know, but we only had like four entries to get it was a $19 book. Well, guess what they did? They sent me another one, an exact duplicate of the book, and I'm going to give it away in this segment. But first, I have been getting email about when are you going to bring Truman back on the radio show, and I'm not. I'm doing videos with Truman now, and we've done, I think, four, but I've only published one on YouTube. And if you would like to see an interview and a video of me and Truman on a split screen, him in Jamaica, and me here, go to my YouTube channel. And the YouTube channel is real simple. It's just Michael Crows. And I have nothing really updated on there. Most of the stuff is years and years and years old. But the Truman video is new. So just look for, you know, I think the video is called Men's Health. But it's a video of me and Truman. So you get to actually see me. Oh, and you get to see Truman. So that's kind of cool. So go there. Just go to YouTube and look for Michael Crows. And you will find the video there. And, you know, it's just there. You can look at it and everything will be wonderful, great, and swell. Now, this book, How to Raise a Plant and Make It Love You Back. A really good book. I liked it a lot. And like I say, gave it away. It's full of a bunch of pictures. It's full of a bunch of instructions. This is all about houseplants. And I have to tell you that this book is inspiring me again to get back into houseplants. I have one new houseplant that wife number two brought over for me that I keep locked in the other room so my cat won't get to it. But I'm going to buy a weeping fig this week. I think I've already talked about that. And I'm going to stick it out in the other room and see if the cat terrorizes it. If it doesn't, yeah. But anyway, this book did this. This book inspired me to get back into houseplants. And what is cool about the book is that it tells you
It just tells you how to do things with lots of pictures, lots of simple instructions, lots of everything. If something goes wrong, it tells you what to do about the particular plants, makes plant recommendations. It is a really, really, really good book. I like it, and I will send it to you free. Free of charge. Isn't that neat? You get it absolutely free. And all you have to do is go and email me, michael.kroos@gmail.com. And it's not going to be the first one this time. It's going to be the third person. And all you got to do is email it and say, I want the book. That's it. Third person, I want the book. Third person gets the book. And I may have a couple of other books that are small. You know, I've got a bunch of books, but they're real heavy, and it cost me a lot of money to send this. By the way, it wasn't cheap to send this one out. It was heavier than I thought. But I sent it out, and I will send the new one out that came in the mail, along with the news release that comes with it. You know, and when I give these books away, here's the strange thing. There's the news release. I should read it. I read a little bit of it before. It's very good. And by the way, one of the authors lives here locally, which I didn't realize until I sent out the other book and I actually read the news release. But so I should, you know, connect with one of the authors and, you know, invite them to be on one of my video podcasts that I'm doing. But anyway, because I do interviews on that, or I will do interviews. I've only done one just with Truman. But anyway, it's a cool book. You want it? MichaelKroos.com, third person who emails me this week. And all you got to say, by the way, only four people entered last week. Only four of you entered. Maybe I didn't push it enough. I don't know, but I'm pushing it now. So I want you to enter. And if I've got any other books that are light, I'll send those out to other people. So there's a reasonable chance that you might get a book, you know, unless 30 people do. I'm not going to send out 30 books because that would cost me a lot of money. And the holidays are coming and I don't know. I have grandkids. They want stuff. My grandkids, they don't ask me for anything. I just love to send my grandkids stuff. I send them clothes. I send them toys. I send them stuff. I just like to do that. I bought the neatest thing. Oh, but Michael, I'll tell you about that in a minute. Michael.kroos@gmail.com, and I will send out the book. I got the neatest thing to give to my grandkids that live in New York. Every year at Christmas time, I send a Hess truck up there, the newest Hess truck. And they just love it. They're starting a fleet now of Hess trucks. Well, in the summertime, Hess had another truck, a little thingy. And I said, I'm just going to order that and send it right up to him. You know, it just, you know, look cool. And I didn't even think. I ordered it. It came, and it showed up here. And I looked at it, and it said, not for children under 8, because it had little tiny pieces in it. And, you know, I've got I got a granddaughter who's like 3, and I'm not sure how old Hudson is, but he's like 4. So I just, you know, I gave it to ex-wife number 2 who has an eBay business. And I said, here, sell this on eBay. I don't know if she's done that or not, but I handed it to her to sell it on eBay because I just can't give that to my. But this month, I believe this month or is it next month, the new Hess trucks come out and I'll be ordering one for them for Christmas. I can't wait. They love the Hess trucks. That's like the biggest thing in the world. They just get all excited. And I was getting them for my grandson, and I've also got a granddaughter there. Well, the granddaughter likes them just as much as, so it's actually for both of them. You know, it is for both. But I also get her something also. But the grandson shares that. My son, Kyle, who has those kids, is very, you know, I don't know. He doesn't think there should be girls' toys or boys' toys. There should just be toys. And I guess that's the way people are thinking now, and I'm fine with that. Absolutely fine with that. So anyway, there's the book, again, How to Raise a Plant and Make It Love You Back. Great book.
And by the way, if you don't win it, I recommend that you go on Amazon and buy it because it's a great book. It is really, really, really good. I should have, you know, I shouldn't have given this one away. I should have just kept this one for myself. But I just like to give things away. It's just the way I am. So third person who emails me at michael.kroos@gmail.com and says, give me the book, gets the book. It's that simple. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about about what's in your water. Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
This segment is brought to you by the website HelpIHaveBugs.com. If you have bugs in your house, especially roaches, I want you to go watch a video I made many, many years ago. It's about 6 minutes long. It's at the website HelpIHaveBugs.com. HelpIHaveBugs.com. Well, it's about time fall got here. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crows. I am your chief geek, and I live in West Central Florida. And it has been in the 90s through a lot of October. Now we're at the end of October. We just had a break in the weather. Well, not what I would call a significant break in the weather, but we've had the break in the weather. Now we have highs in the 80s during the day instead of the 90s, and it's supposed to get cooler this weekend. So this weekend, I fertilize everything. I've been sitting on this fertilizer. You know, we were not allowed to fertilize where I live until October 1st, but I wasn't going to fertilize. I'm trying this liquid fertilizer out on the lawn, and I've got other fertilizer for all the other shrubs and everything, and I just wasn't going to put it out when we had 95-degree temperatures. It just wasn't going to happen, but now the weather has broken. And it's supposed to be nice and cool this weekend. So this weekend, the fertilizer goes out. And I'm all excited. I am so looking forward to doing that. You know, I usually like to have the fertilizer out well before Halloween. Because when Halloween comes, I want my lawn to be the greenest green you've ever seen. I want the plants to be booshed, you know, looking wonderful. But it's not going to happen this year. It's just not going to happen. You know, because I'm going to do it this weekend. And when is Halloween? Monday or Tuesday or Saturday? I don't even know. But, And nobody in my neighborhood, except the firemen on the other street, has decorated for Halloween. The people across the street usually go bonzo nuts. And they've got all this stuff and laser lights and everything that they put. They haven't put out anything this year. They put all of that out. And I've got this little electric pumpkin that I, you know, plug it in. It's got lights on. It looks like a pumpkin. Hang it in the front window. And I just go over and say, hey, listen, sorry I blew you guys away. I do it every year. But they haven't put up anything. So I will put the electric pumpkin out this year. And it will be nice. First year I was here, I did a lot of stuff for Halloween. My daughter lived with me then. That was 11 years ago. You know, I had a bunch of stuff out there, and we had kids come. It was good. And then a couple of years later, my friend Jennifer came over with her daughters. I went to high school with Jennifer a long time ago. And they just took over my front yard. They brought in all kinds of stuff. It looked like Disney World out there. It did. It had lights. It had bales of hay. It had pumpkins. It had scary. Half the yard was scary. Half of the yard was for kids. And they had a pretty princess. One of his daughters became the pretty princess who was there to greet all the little kids on the unscary side. And the other girl, the younger girl, along with my son, Zach, were dressed as monsters and mean people on the other side to scare people who went to the other side. So, and it was a big thing. And then after that, I just, you know, all I did was plug in the electric pumpkin. That's all I did after that. All I did. But the people across the street, you know, it was, you know, I'm not into Halloween anymore. I don't know. I don't like scary stuff anymore. Is that strange? I don't like, I,
you know, when I turn on TV and there's zombies, I turn the channel. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see scary stuff. Just me. But anyway, getting back to the weather breaking and that it's finally cool, and I'm now allowed to put my fertilizer down, which is an exciting thing. The other thing that pops up into my brain, and I've been having people on Facebook and people emailing me, and I don't like to get political on this show. I don't. I used to. You know, 20 years ago, I'd get political on the show, make people mad, make people like me. I just got political, and it was fun. And by the way, back at the old People's Radio Network, I would fill in for different talk show hosts there, and I would take their political view, whatever it was, and I did the opposite. So it made all of their listeners hate me, which was fun, except most of them knew who I was because of the gardening show, and they knew that I was just doing it, but they would follow along. We had fun. They would call up to argue, and it was like fun and games. It was just fun. But I don't like politics. I just don't like politics. But now, one of the big political issues this year is global warming again, or climate change, as they used to say. And I got to tell you, I used to be one of the people who said there's no such thing as climate change. It's all a bunch of malarkey that was made up by Al Gore. You know, that's what I used. That was my philosophy. It was ingrained in me. I said this is the most ridiculous thing I ever have heard of in my life. I no longer believe that way. I have evolved. I now believe in science. I now believe that there is climate change. I honestly believe that there's a really good chance that it is man-made, although I don't know that it's man-made. But here's what I do know. There is climate change, and there's a lot more cars than there used to be. And there's a lot of, you know, emissions going out everywhere than there used to be, because there's a lot more people than there used to be. But there is climate change. I grew up in Michigan as a child, lived on a lake called Mill Lake, halfway between Hastings, Michigan, and Battle Creek, Michigan. I had Kellogg's in one place and Hastings Piston Rings in the other. Went to school in Hastings at St. Rose of Lima Catholic School. Sister Borgia Ann was my teacher. But, you know, every winter, when I was a kid growing up on Mill Lake, we went ice skating on Mill Lake because Mill Lake would always freeze over. And there was a committee of dads that got together. You know, this is how we did things back in those days. We didn't have all this big regulation and stuff. We had a committee of dads that would go out, and we were not allowed to ice skate on Mill Lake until the committee of dads went out and surveyed the lake and tested it out and determined that it was safe. And if the committee of dads, which was like all of the dads, would all get together and, you know, they would go out and check the ice, and then they'd, you know, build a fire out by my uncle's house on one of the lakes out there, and they would drink beer. And it was the committee of dads that would do that, and all of us kids would anxiously wait for the decision of the committee of dads when it was safe to go out on the ice. And every year, we all ice skated. And every year, people went ice fishing. And they had little ice fishing cabins out on the lake with a hole in it that they would, you know, and they would sit in there inside this little cabin with the hole and fish, ice fish in the lake. Big thing. Happened every year. I moved away from Michigan in 1964 and moved to Florida. And I missed ice skating. I missed the lake. I missed snowing, you know, going sledding. I missed all of that stuff, that winter camping with the Boy Scouts. I missed all of that stuff. But I didn't go back to Michigan for 42 years. Left in 64, did not go back for 42 years. And I went back. Now, the rest of my family had gone back. I had not gone back. I just never did. But I did. It was 11 years ago. I went back. And my brother and I went up there and snuck into a family reunion. Didn't tell anybody we were coming, just showed up. And it was a lot of fun. Flew up there. He flew up there. I flew up there. He flew up with his wife and his grandson. And I flew up there separately. We got separate hotels because they left before I did because they were going to Illinois. But anyway, wandered out to Mill Lake in the summertime and driving around, and I run into Kay Bush. Kay Bush was one of my late sister's best friends. And I said, are you Kay Bush? She goes, yeah, I'm Kay Bush. I said, hi, Kay Bush. Oh, I remember you. I said, yeah. How you doing? We're visiting. I said, how was ice skating on the lake? She goes, what? I said, how was ice skating on Mill Lake? She goes, we didn't go ice skating. I said, you don't ice skate anymore? She goes, nobody does. I said, why? She goes, it's been over 20 years since the lake froze over. I said, what? She goes, it has not froze over in over 20 years. We have not had that lake freeze over once. It gets a little ice on the edges, but it hasn't froze over in 20 years. I said, what about, sledding down Briggs Hill? We never have enough snow. Rarely do we have enough snow to go sledding down Briggs Hill. You know, we usually get one or two snowfalls a year, but, we used to sled all winter long because there was always snow. Not anymore. Guess what caused that? Guess what caused that? That was climate change. It just didn't all of a sudden happen 20 years ago. 20 years since Mill Lake has frozen over. I said, wow, that is so weird. That is so bizarre. So that told me right there, I've been living in Florida, land of the sunshine and palm trees and all of that stuff. I had not been up north. And I learned that, climate change exists. So I'm sorry that it's an election campaign issue, but the fact of the matter is that it's real. I'm Michael Gross.
Like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to BizVod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BizVod.com. Promo code radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
This segment is brought to you by the website HelpIHaveBugs.com. If you have bugs in your house, especially roaches, I want you to go watch a video I made many, many years ago. It's about 6 minutes long. It's at the website HelpIHaveBugs.com. HelpIHaveBugs.com.
Break one of my cardinal rules in a segment that happened just a little while ago. Did I do that? I may have done that. I may have broken a cardinal rule. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek in charge, and I'm here to talk to you today about botanical buddies and stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about mushroom fairy ring. We'll get to that in a minute. One of my cardinal rules that I broke is I recommended a YouTube channel, and I don't do that. You know why I don't do that? I'm just going to give you a little inside information here. Although the YouTube channel I recommended was my own, because somebody had written to me and asked me, when am I going to have Truman Burst on the show, the master herbalist, and I'm not, because I just don't do interviews on the show anymore. But I did an interview with Truman, and we put it on YouTube, and it's a video interview, and I'm going to be doing more of those things, but I'm not going to be promoting it because I don't promote YouTube on radio, except for today when I did, but now I'm not going to anymore. But I'm doing it now. You can see it there, and you might want to check out my YouTube channel in the future because I'm going to be doing a lot of gardening interviews there, but I'm not going to be promoting it on the radio. And why, you say? Why, Michael? Are you not going to be promoting your YouTube channel on radio? Well, on the weekends, we do something here on this network, and many other networks do, and in radio stations across the country, where you live, your favorite radio stations. They have gardening shows on the weekend. They have car shows on the weekend. They have home improvement shows on the weekend.
They have How to Fix Your Kitchen in the weekend. They got all kinds of shows. They got people trying to sell you investments. These are all called specialty shows. And I'm going to tell you another little trade secret. These specialty programs on every radio network that I have worked on, including this one, are the most profitable shows on the network. Years ago, when network radio was big, my little weekend radio show made more money for the network. My two-hour, at that time, gardening show made more money for the Sun Radio Network than the guy that was doing the star who was doing the weekly show. My two-hour radio show made more money for them than that. And all the other specialty shows combined, we all made the money for the network. We paid the bills. We did. But that has changed now. It is no longer the case because our audience has dropped. I'm telling you inside information here so you know it. Our audience has dropped because of the internet and because of YouTube. And the truth of the matter is I'm just being painfully honest with you now. And I will tell you that if you got a problem, you could, and I do it myself, and you need to fix something, you just go to YouTube. I had to put a new faucet in my shower, and I did not know how to do it. Now, if I were doing this in the 90s, I would call the late Jeff Williams, who had the home show. Home Improvement Show on our radio network. I would call him up on his show because it'd just be fun. And I'd say, Jeff, I've got this, you know, I've got this faucet in my shower and it's leaking and I need to replace it. It's old, it's corroded. I need to, and he would walk me through it. It was great. It was fabulous. And that's how we did things. And now, you know what I did? I went to YouTube, said, how do I install, and I put the brand name that I had, and boom, goes the dynamite. There was like 5, 6, 8 different videos I could look at and learn how to do it. Same thing with plant problems. I'm just telling you, I'm a gardening show. I'm here to help you with your gardening. There's another gardening show on this network. They're here to help you with your gardening. But the truth of the matter is, people go to YouTube channels. And I made a law. I said, never talk about YouTube on my radio show because I'm sending you away from me and sending you there. And that other gardening show is constantly telling people to go to YouTube videos. And I'm saying, what are you doing that for? I don't want to say anything bad about them. They have a good show. I enjoy it. Okay. But, you know, I just, but today I'm telling you to go to YouTube and watch the interview with Truman. But I will never do that again, but I'm telling you now that I will be doing YouTube interviews with book authors and things like that, gardening book authors and plant specialists. I will be doing video interviews on my YouTube channel, but I will never promote it again after this moment right here. Now, getting to the emails that I got, because I don't take live calls because I now pre-record because the show's on at 4 o'clock in the morning. I got a picture. People sent me pictures. They live in Maryland. They sent me pictures of their yard, and their yard had mushrooms in circles all over their yard. They said, what is this, and how do I get rid of it? It is called fairy ring, or mushroom fairy ring sometimes. It is a fungus that is in the ground, and the fungus is in the ground because I'm going to bet, and I'm probably right, and if you're listening, and I'm going to answer your email personally, I promise, this weekend I'll get to it, and I'll ask you the question back, which is the benefit of call-in radio, which we're not doing, is if you were calling me, I could ask you questions back. Can't do that on a YouTube channel either. But in any respects, I'm going to bet that the house is probably 10 years old, and I'm going to bet that what happened is they stuck construction debris. They dug a hole and stuck construction debris in the hole and filled it up. And as that decomposes, it pops up mushroom fairy ring. I had it in my backyard at the other house. There were two palm trees in my backyard, and I hired people to come in with bobcats and level off the ground back there and take out two palm trees. Well, instead of hauling them away, they dug a big trench and they planted the two palm trees. And about 6-7 years later, sure enough, up pops mushroom fairy ring right where the palm trees were. And there's really nothing you can do except go kick them and knock them over. It's a lot of fun. And that's about it. You know, there are fungicides, but I don't recommend them. It's a natural thing. It'll go away all by itself in time. It did over at my other house, and it will for you. So no chemicals. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kress.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.